The pandemic has caused huge revenue shortfalls in state budgets across our region and the country, and in some places, that's meant a renewed conversation about taxes. But one of those conversations may not be what you would expect, the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
So a story about taxes. You may be thinking this is going to be a lot of numbers, or maybe a bit boring. But what about awkward or taboo?
It still is something that, you know, gets whispered about.
That's Jen Simon, and she's talking about periods. Simon is with the Wyoming Women's Action Network, and she says that cultural stigma prevents important public policy discussions. For example, affordability.
So if you can't actually afford products, you might not go to school on those days. So you might miss out on part of your education. You might not be able to go to work on those days. So you might miss out on income. It's really incredibly problematic.
So what does someone's menstrual cycle have to do with the debate about taxes?
The Revenue Committee is called to order, and our first bill, is it Senate File 27? Is that the right number?
For the Wyoming legislature, it came up during a January Revenue Committee meeting. Republican Senator Affie Ellis presented a bill to exempt menstrual products from taxation. But the bill didn't even make it out of committee.
On the Senate side, I knew that the bill would likely not advance. Wyoming has significant budget issues that we're dealing with right now. And so any loss or foregone revenue collection, I knew would be a challenge.
If it had been signed into law, Wyoming would have joined a minority of states in the U.S. that exempt menstrual products from taxes. Laura Strassfeld is with Period Equity, a nonprofit legal organization that's working on what they call menstrual equity.
And by that, we mean working to make sure that menstrual products are free and accessible and safe.
Traditionally, menstrual products have included things like tampons, pads, and liners. In recent years, other products like the menstrual cup and even period underwear have gotten more popular, with people seeking out environmentally friendly options. Prices range from around $10 a month for tampons to roughly $35 for a menstrual cup. But in most states, one thing is the same.
They still tax menstrual products.
In the Mountain West, Nevada is the only state to specifically get rid of the tax. That was back in 2018. Strassfeld says she'd like to see more states do that, especially since the problem also disproportionately impacts people on a limited income.
Because they're purchased in small quantities, they can't be purchased in bulk and online, and the prices are higher in places where poor people buy these products. So I challenge anyone to find a more regressive tax than the tampon tax.
Is it more complicated than that? Catherine Lawhead thinks so. She's with the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan tax policy research organization. She says taxing menstrual products does make sense.
An ideal sales tax is one that has a broad base, but as low of a rate as possible in order to cover government services that are provided. Now, a lot of goods have been exempted over time, often for political reasons.
Those goods run the gamut from hair loss products and private jet parts to gun club memberships and donuts. And Lawhead says making those exemptions is not the best approach.
Because that results in a sales tax base that picks and chooses different things. It's a smaller base, and that leads to higher rates over time.
And then there's the timing. We're in an economic downturn right now.
Now, of course, is a time when we are seeing a lot of revenue uncertainty. And so it does make sense to be extra cautious about what we are doing to the tax code.
In Wyoming, at least, the discussion has died down to a whisper once again. Though it's possible if it picks back up, the debate won't be just about taxes. Across the pond, Scotland just became the first country in the world to make menstrual products free to anyone who needs them. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.